Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Murder case moves to district court in Campbell County. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. A man accused of murdering his half-sister in Gillette is headed to district court after waiving his preliminary hearing. 26-year-old Vincent Hackett faces second-degree murder charges for allegedly shooting 33-year-old Haley Martinez on January 20th during an argument on Cary Avenue. According to court documents, Hackett shot Martinez in the face and fired at least two more times after an alcohol-fueled dispute. He later called 911 and admitted to the shooting. Hackett was arrested on the scene. If convicted, he faces 20 years to life in prison. Wyoming Senate advances DEI ban proposal. The Wyoming Senate is considering a bill to ban state agencies, the University of Wyoming, and the community colleges from funding diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Senate File 103 advanced to the Senate floor Thursday with unanimous committee vote. Cowboy State Daily reported the bill would prohibit DEI offices, staff, or mandates, as well as degree requirements tied to DEI-related courses. However, it exempts activities required by federal or state law and allows discussion of historical events like slavery and the Holocaust. Senator Sherry Steinmetz, the bill's sponsor, said it's aimed at permanently ending DEI programs after lawmakers cut UW's DEI office funding last year. University officials countered, saying they've complied with past directives and voiced concerns over how the bill could affect private donations and federal funding for programs like tribal outreach. Nathan Winters of the Wyoming Family Alliance argued the bill is necessary to restore trust in higher education, citing declining enrollment and public confidence. The Senate will now debate the bill. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.